All right, do you have a name for one that's been castrated?
I don't know of one.
B-A-R-R-O-W?
Barra?
You never heard that?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, that's the usual term for a castrated male hog. And that's quite very widespread, too, so. Did you have hogs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
Did you ever say anything other than castrate, by the way? For male animals?
Pinch.
Pinch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear, not pinched.
They've been pinched.
How about cut or
fixed?
Mm-hmm. Or I can't think of any others right now.
Yeah, cut, fixed, pinched.
I never heard pinched.
But you may want to, this may be of interest to you, just a little tidbit. But they have a pair of, it's like pliers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like scissors or pliers or something. And it's two flat pieces of metal that come together and kind of sever them, the nerves and the tubes and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
that's
so
why it's
pinched.
Called
yeah, it's
pinched.
Appropriate for it. Gee. Okay, well, you've said hogs and pigs. What do you call them when they're first born?
Piglets.
Okay, and then how about when they're a couple of months old?
Pigs.
Anything intermediate then?
Nothing I know of.
Does shoat mean anything?
Yeah, that's something. I never used it, but my father and all his friends did.
Would you say it?
Shoat.
What is a shoat?
Baby pig.
How baby?
Between 2 weeks and 2 months.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. And then a female is a...
pig. Okay, sow.
All right, how about an unbred female? Do you know the term gilt?
No.
Okay, well that's what that is. You've learned gilt and barrow tonight. So you see how educational this is. All right, then.
You say unwed pig. Unbred. Okay.
Unbred pig, okay. What do they have on their backs? Stiff hairs. Hairbrushes have them too.
Bristles.
Uh-huh. And then big teeth.
Tusk. Now, here's something funny. My grandparents, and even my father, calls them tushes.
Mm-hmm.
Tushes.
Mm-hmm.
With a tusk.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then the thing you put the hog's food in.
Trough.
And three or four.
Troughs.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call one that's grown up wild?
Boar.
All right. Anything else?
Not that I know of.
Piney woods rooter? Razorback? No?
Well, a razorback, yeah. I've heard that.
Okay.
I've heard it all together, Razorback Boar.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever heard that.
Excuse
me. Mm-hmm. Were you going to say something?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Now, where were we? Oh, I know. How about the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned? The calf began to...
cry.
All right. And how about a gentle noise that a cow might make?
Low.
And gentle noise a horse might make.
Nay.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that a horse might do?
Whinny.
Okay.
But that's a lab.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And if you've got a lot of hungry horses and cows and mules, you'd say, I've got to go feed the...
Animals, stock. I'd say that I've got to go feed the stock.
Mm-hmm. Suppose your chickens and turkeys and geese were hungry, you've got to feed the...
fowl.
Mm-hmm.
Or what else? Yeah, that's what it would be.
Okay.
Unless they use birds, but I've not heard that.
Mm-hmm. Hen on a nest of eggs is called a
nesting hen.
All right, and the place where chickens live.
Coop.
Pardon?
Coop.
Mm-hmm. The bone that children like to pull apart, little bone.
Wishbone.